Hey,
Hey Miru, I love you. Sorry.
what's your name?
Well, you're speaking with Mike, and I happen
Yes,
to
Mike.
represent Hoff & Mazer. That's the company's
Okay.
name. Yeah. So I was
Okay.
saying, yeah.
No,
Sorry.
I'm talking too much. I said enough, I think.
No,
I
thank you
mean, you
for
have
all that
enough
information.
to.
Yeah, now I have enough information to kind of try and see where the problem is at, and then probably be able to propose a solution for you as well. I'm glad to hear about the new exhibition center. The new what do you call it again? A studio, right? Yeah, a studio that you're getting at the Gold
It's an
Farm.
art studio, so I would like to present my website and my work.
So Muro, in 2011, I believe, I did for a very senior artist, someone like you, pretty senior, someone who had a lot of experience. I did a more like a high-end kind of a club, more like I wouldn't say a club, but more like a following for this artist in 2011, and he passed away in 2022 due to COVID. And that's when everything ended. But we, for someone like you, or for the kind of art you do, and to make sure it's not looked at by people who can copy it, I have a plan for you. The only thing is, at the start you mentioned that you don't have anything to spend on it. I understand you must be tapped out with getting a studio done and everything. Everything does cost money, but
Of course, yes, I know.
I'll take the liberty to go ahead and, pitch you something better than a website, because I don't think a website, no matter how well it's designed, it's going to solve the pain points that you just mentioned. Because at the end of the day, a website is public, right? Everyone can see it. The solution that I'm about to offer, it can be copied on a website as well, but I would rather say you go for a mobile application, right? So we're talking about a mobile app, and the idea here is that you only allow people who have at least made one purchase with you, or they've come down to your, upcoming studio, or they've come down to your exhibition and they've shown genuine interest and genuine appreciation for the kind of work we do, and then you onboard them to your application, right? The application is going to be locked with a username and a password that you control, right? They have their own
Yes,
unique
but that would
username and
be
password.
that that
Sorry?
sounds that sounds that sounds beautiful, but I think it would be a little, even though I'm very experienced and all that,
Yeah.
premature, even though I have the content and all that, but I don't think I can afford that. I think, I mean, or maybe as a, they can make it in your plan, you can make me an offer, but I can still do, I would still think
Yeah.
I need a website, I need to have one. But it would be more like a showroom and a presentation, something that's really cool.
Exactly, yeah. You don't
And
need a full website. You don't need like a full
exactly.
website showing
It would
everything.
be, I prefer quality than quantities. A little bit what I was trying to do, but a lot better, and maybe, but the problem will be pictures, and I don't have any that are really like, I don't think.
We
Or
can
maybe
figure
you
that out.
can.
What I'm thinking is, your business or your art is more about a personal human experience than a retail, a retail portfolio, right? What you have right now on your website looks like a retail portfolio, right? If I didn't knew you, and
Because
if
yeah,
I
I've
was
been,
looking
yes,
for.
I've been, I really tried to do that, and I realized that was all wrong, and I knew it was all wrong from the beginning. And I'm glad you're saying that, because I think there's also, that's going to be the also the next trend. I really feel strong about this. I've been feeling that for like last 10 years, but now I have confirmation, because people, they want that in their life, even the younger ones. So they want to be
Yeah,
part of something that's more human. So I still want to be accessible, but I just don't want everybody to show like what I do every day. That doesn't work for me. I think I
right.
need to make it a little more like the bigger brands, more mysterious. Like the something that's more I don't know, maybe a movie or something, short video, I mean, videos but well made. where there's a, you know, where they would be, it would be presenting, and then yeah, and I can have some products to sell. That would be nice too, but
Right. It looks like you have everything figured.
I
Have
don't
you?
know, because I mean, you have it, but I don't have it. I understand more what it is, what I need, because I had tried to do it myself. I had hired a designer. I had people helping me very nicely and done a great job. But it's always been a problem, because if it works, then I sell, you know, I have to make more of the same thing, and it's not never going to be enough money to cover anything. It has to be more towards, you know, making art, I mean, or the feeling of it.
Right.
I'm not very, how do you say, I'm not very good at presenting myself. I'm really in my corner, and I
Oh,
want
you're good at what you do, or
people.
you just need help with presenting yourself, right? You're probably not good at advertising, but that's not your primary skill anyway, right? You are an artist,
But I've done
and
it for others. I've done it for others when I started. So I've seen what it's like, and
okay.
but it's hard.
So
Yeah.
I think you take your time and figure out what you want to do from here, like what your next step should be. If you need a better website, I can get it done for you, right? I mean, it would be one of the everyday jobs for me, and I can, you know, we can do something a lot better for you. And I think you mentioned you want to look at a couple few websites that you've done. I'll show you them as well. I'll show you some portfolio too. We could get on a Zoom meeting. I can share my screen, and I can even walk you through some of the work we are doing and we have already completed, right? But except that, I think before that, you just need to decide whether what you
But
exactly
how
want to
much
do.
would it be? Because I just want, what I want is the website to be much more artistic in itself, you know, built like the structure that works and simple. But inside of it, I want to have some, you know, there's some magic.
I tell you that, yeah, I was thinking about, you know, exactly, you know, that's the right word, magic, right? I think your website needs more like a public and then a private space as well, right? So on
Yeah, that
public
makes
side,
sense.
you could still, you know,
Yes.
show people, you could still hand the website out without worrying that someone would copy your work, or, you know, you don't know the other person enough to give them
Yes.
hand over,
I
you
need
know.
that to show them, to tell them where I am also, and you know, where they can find it.
Yeah, just on the surface. And
Or
then, yeah, only on the surface you could tell them the details, probably show them a few articles on the public side of the website, and then we can have a private side that's just for your customers and your people, more like a web application where once they log in, they can see a lot more about you, right? You can even upload videos of you showing them products. You could even upload videos of you going to exhibitions and, you know, talking about your journey. You could even talk about your journey and, you know, like I said, it has to have a human touch to it for people to be able to relate to an art, right? And you yourself, you come from a, you know, you have a pretty pretty interesting background, for lack of a better word, and that's one thing that you could get hand in hand along the lines of your product. So not just marketing your product, but talking about your own self as well, talking about your journey, talking about your past instances and experiences. And that could just be for the private people. I mean, behind a password and, you know, username and password wall, everything could be stuck in. And that's just going to be for the few hundred customers you have, or the
but
people
you
that
know,
you really connect with over exhibitions and studio.
I think, I mean, it's a great idea, and I've been, you know, kind of thinking about something like that. But I do think I don't mind presenting myself to everybody. I'm not like that. It's more, it would be more for the products, but it would be private, because then I don't, you know, I only get the people who are interested. And then I can control who's buying, and I don't know if it makes sense. I mean, if it's crazy, but then I won't, yeah, I still won't bring people to buy, to come and buy and find me. So, I mean, this, what you're telling me is I think it makes sense, very much sense, but maybe password in the club, I mean the presentation can be, I can do that, present myself and but very, you know, I mean, doesn't have to be, I almost say too much and not enough. And I should do my, and I feel like, yeah, my website just completely wrong and it's not even working. I need to have, you know, I mean, you know what I need.
Yeah, so you could also create virtual events on your website. So when you're, when you have a, let's say, an exhibition upcoming, you could create like a, like an RSVP, more like an invitation on your website, right? And people could get a glimpse of the place that it's going to be held at. They could get a glimpse of what you, what you're going to be presenting, and then they can also with the press of a button, they can confirm that they are attending the event, right? And that way you know, and then they they also connected with
That's
you.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
so those, all those ideas, something functional rather than just a gallery and a portfolio,
I think we definitely
can do.
Yes, and something that looks cool, doesn't have to be complicated, just show the, just the, with, you know, good taste and not, I think, like, everybody looks the same on Instagram and everywhere. Even I think, like, looks like, like a really unprofessional, but I don't know if you. I told you it was a tricky one. Just like what I do, costs a lot to get to get there.
Well, I like
why
to work
do
with
I
people.
Do it? I don't even know. I don't know. It's like a mission.
Yeah. Well, all life is a mission, right? So we, every one of us is, you know, trying to get better every day and, you know, trying to do something better for ourselves and people around us. So, you know, you have your own mission and, you know, everyone, like I said, has their own missions. And I think with the kind of work you do, there's a lot of potential, especially with, you know, everyone, the new generation catching up with, you know, upcycling and recycling and being environmentally conscious, reusing fashion. That's very important because, you know, there's every other day there's reports about how we use so many thousand tons of plastic.
I agree, Mike, but that's marketing, and in the fashion world, they couldn't care less. They use it just to market themselves, but they don't really do it. And the people who do it for real, they don't make money.
But you see, at least we have some sort of a start, right? For example, I was reading this report that Macy's, which is a very popular brand, they are moving towards zero carbon emissions by 2033. And they have to present a report every year to their investors on the stock exchange about what kind of progress they've made, right? Now, that's progress at the end of the day, right? I mean, we cannot hope to achieve a perfect world in, you know, in a year or two, but at least the companies are catching up and they're being forced to become more environmentally conscious and, you know, talk about all the waste of fashion that we do by buying clothes over clothes and, you know, filling our closets and hardly using clothes, you know, more than a few times. So all of that discussion, now that it's going forward and people are catching up on it, I think something like what you do is really going to catch people's eyes, and you just need to put yourself in the right place. I mean, it's just about the same example as a water bottle, right? You purchase a water bottle from a roadside shop, and you probably get it for less than a dollar, but if you place it at a gym, it's going to cost you the same bottle at an airport is going to cost you $6, right? So that's the same example with the kind of work you do. I mean, you place it on the roadside, people are going to think you're just fooling around, right? And if you...
Yeah, you're right. Yes. And then and right now I'm pretty much on the roadside.
Right. So let's work together to get it to the next level. And like I said, I cannot promise you you're going to be the biggest star in the next 1 year.
No, I don't need to be the biggest star. I need people to to be willing to pay the price. And I have some customers who do that, but I mean, I need to have more. I can't rely on just I need to spend a little more, especially, you know, then I will have the studio and all that. So
I think you deserve the right kind of recognition for the kind of work you do. It's just pretty underrated right now with what you're sounding like. But, you know, you just deserve a lot better acclaim and, you know, people getting to know about it. Because if no one knows, then no one can, you know, actually appreciate it for you, right? For people to appreciate the kind of work you do, there's more people that need to know.
And it's not. I don't think that's why I'm saying I'm thinking a club or an app is too early. Be a little pretentious, since you know I would be artist who will be the only one knowing.
So don't do an app. I mean, it was just an idea, but do like a website with a private and a public space, and you know, with on the private space you could give a little more content, a little more sneak peek into what you do to the exclusive kind of people who have made a purchase with you, so more like a privilege for people who purchase with you, right? And they would want to be a part of a small
But
of
I feel, I feel I see what you mean, but I feel like it's that way on Instagram for me. Everyone that is following me on Instagram, you know, I always, when I post something, I have like 400 or 500 followers. Everybody's very responsive. But that's it, you know. So I feel like the website now, and that's why I answered you. I feel like you're in the right timing. I need to.
I'm glad.
And then promote that website from there and from everywhere. The problem is I can't go because it's so bad that when people click on it, they don't get nothing. So yes, I need to do it, and so yeah. How much would it be to do the website the way you talk about?
Well, the kind of website we're talking about with the events and the RSVP and the public side and the private side, like I mentioned, so more like a web app with a portal. For you, Muriel, it's going to be. We can do it for about $6,000, and that's going to be a one-time fee for the complete website design, development, and then deploying it and replacing it with your previous website too. So once we're done with that, that's when we can start talking about some kind of marketing as well. But I think you already have your footfall, you already have your studio set up, and you're going to be receiving footfall at the Goat Farm. And you'd have a beautiful new website to send people to, you know, once you start showcasing your products at the new studio, right? So marketing can always come later, but for now, your website is going to be SEO friendly in the sense that it's going to be indexed on Google. People will be able to find it when they look up your name or your business name, all of that included within the price that I mentioned. And this is a one-time fee. So you're going to be able to, it's not just going to be the website, you're going to be able to control the website and keep it regularly updated with more content yourself as well without having to hire a developer. So, you know, or having to learn coding yourself to be able to make those regular changes.
Okay. Sounds like a lot to me because...
Oh, the pricing?
I mean, yeah. Because that doesn't include any pictures or anything like that, which is like really crucial. Because I already paid not so much, but for a couple thousand was to have a website that was really nice. But if you don't update it, it's just I just destroyed it because I couldn't keep up with it. So it was just kind of
Why
annoying.
Not, It didn't have, like, a control panel for you?
Well, that's why I told you it's complicated because I don't have, like, the logistics to have things done on time and have the pictures sent to you or the product sent to you or anything like that. I will have to do it. And that actually is very time consuming, and I haven't been able to so far. So I mean, some I know I sound like a lot of excuses, but I'm going to think it over and look at your things and see how much I can,
Sure. Okay.
invest in that. But I'm really a poor artist. I've been lucky that I've been successful the way I work. It's really a miracle.
Oh no, you're just being kind.
No, I work really
I
hard.
yeah.
But I just tired of going to all these festivals and things. That's why I'm going to get a studio, and I want to do, I don't want to do things, like that anymore. I
Okay.
want to do it like properly and nice. But at the same time, I can't afford an app. I can't really afford big marketing. Maybe if, I mean, I know I'll need to invest some. I'm ready for that.
You've
But,
already done a website before, so you know how much a website costs. And then, you know, the kind of website we're talking about, I don't know what the other
yeah.
website looked like or did in terms of actual functionality, but I'm talking about a really functional website that, you know, where you can, you know, upload your upcoming events and, you know,
Yeah, but
have a.
I want somebody who can like coordinate at the same time, where I can sell, and that can be SquareUp has a platform. That could be. That's why the website, and I would need it to be not. I need it to be functional, but I need it to be functional, like work with whatever Facebook or Instagram or whatever, the platforms that are good. It's more like a PR thing. Are you doing that?
A POS?
PR, public relation. I mean, like or
Yeah,
press,
public relations, yeah, of
or
course. I like I mentioned, yeah, we have some, you know, pretty amazing partnerships with fashion brands and fashion magazines that talk about the industry that you're in, including art and upcycling and recycling and fashion, sustainable fashion, as you call it. So we have you know, partnerships with magazines. That can release your digital magazines that can release that can talk about you, that can probably even interview you and publish an interview under your name. And all of that is recognition, right? You'd need to do that in order to make sure people can see what kind of work you do and you can reach out to more and more people. So yeah, I mean, once we I think the prerequisite to that is getting a better website done so that, you know, if you because every person that you get in contact with, I think these days
Are
you
they
need
going
to
to
show
look at
them your
that?
online presence.
Yeah, I agree. It's like it's like a business card, or it's like a resume showroom
That's
slash,
correct. Yeah, that's your first touch
image.
point
I
on the
agree.
digital
It
site.
needs to
Exactly.
be so. I want it to be like really short. I mean, when I look at the even the biggest brand, they really have no, not many pages. Not many things. It's just very well done.
Yeah, because they have a lot of
That's
things,
why.
right? They have a website that's just for public, right? And that's all they want to show to public, right? But then they also have a
But
mobile
I'm.
application, and then
Yes,
they
but
also have a
if the website costs me 6,000 for if I don't have a shop there, I mean, it's a lot of money just for that. I can't. It has. I mean, that would need to, to cover everything.
Well,
Maybe I'm not
I
very.
don't think you need a shop on the website anyway, so it's going to be more like a you know, people will be able to register their interest in something they like. So you know what people are liking, and that way, you know, you can release or you can create similar products to the ones that people are liking, right? So let's say you have a certain style of jacket that you've done, and although it's
Yeah,
already
I don't
sold.
really want that. I'm really like, I mean, I know it sounds like every artist wants to work like that, but that's, it's not that I don't want it. It's just I think I'm not very capable of doing that. I'm very good at sniffing what's going to be the next trend. And I'm more like a trendsetter, honestly. I mean, and I hate talking like this because I'm pretentious, but I see like Instagram is covered with is crowded with people who say they are trendsetters and they are influencers and all that. Okay. But I mean, I'm really doing it for real, like in my basement. And I have to go. And
Right.
I don't, I mean, so how to reverse that. That's what I need. That's what I'm always saying, PR and how to present it.
Like I said, yeah, we can help you with a PR as well. But it's just that, like I said, it's a little too early in the sense that you don't have a website that actually does justice to your work, right? And if people look at it, you send out a PR.
Can you do
a
website for? I mean, what's the like the minimum of price and of, you know, just like something that's going to be presentable, and then there's just no store and just you know, a base, but that's you know, correct. What, you paying designers, or why is it so expensive?
Well, because we do it onshore, right? So, you know, we first design each of the screens and each of the pages for you, and then you get unlimited revisions with us as well. So your feedback is always incorporated. We make as many revisions as you want, and then we get into the development phase. So I think it's simple math for us. So, for example, if I gave you the pricing of $6,000, I was talking about we'd need about at least 120 hours to build a website, beautiful website for you, right? So if you do a 6,000 divided by 120, that's $50 an hour, and that's a very reasonable rate, an hourly rate for designers and developers here.
Okay.
How much do they cost at your end, by the way? I mean, you work with your previous designer, in fact, developer.
But that
how
was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. It was like around 1,000, maybe 2.
Right, so they still charged you a couple thousand dollars.
But that was a long...
Yeah, that was a long time ago, and then they didn't have the kind of features we're talking about, right?
I'm not saying it was good. I mean, they did a good job. No, I know, but I mean, it wasn't bad either, right? But I do understand the difference. I do. But I feel like that's why I explained to you, okay, I would love to, but I don't know if you really want to work with me.
Well, why wouldn't we? I mean, it's just it's not just about money, but you know, I like the vibe of what you do.
Okay, but you also thank you, I appreciate that. So, but you know, to be sustainable and all that, it doesn't make a lot of money because it costs so much to make. And that's why I haven't been able to have a store and any of that, because I spend all the money on the product and developing that, and then gradually spend less time doing it and be more efficient, and I've figured out how to source things that are really good, and also have a collection of things, so fabrics and things that are, you know, I have a supply that I can use.
Right. So Muriel, I need to hop out in about less than 2 minutes, so let's try and conclude the conversation.
I also took much more than I thought I would. Thank you for this, and thank you for taking the time
to talk to me. And you know, I think from here, let's talk next week if you still want to continue the conversation. I would love to, but I just want to make sure I'm not taking up a lot of your time. So
no, it's okay. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting for me too to talk with a professional. You're very interesting. A lot of people, they don't know what they're talking about when I talk to them. I can see.
All right, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah.
Oh yes, you can. Okay, so I'll let you go, and I think about what you told me, and I try to think about it as well and think further.
Yeah, let me know Monday what you think about it and what you think about doing next in terms of your direction, on how to take it forward, how to take your brand forward, and we can always recircle, all right?
Okay. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you, Muriel. Good night. Bye.